103.7 The Beat, PA and Big Rob. We just caught up with Bill Heisinger, our congressman in Muskegon Heights, for a good cause. How you doing today, congressman?
Hey, we're now it's PA, what I got to call you.
Yeah, PA, right.
PA and Big Rob, that's right. Good seeing you guys again. And, you know, this is what an awesome project going on out here.
Right. Did you expect to see this many people out here?
Well, you know, you never know what you're rolling into sometimes. And I got to tell you, this is impressive. Students from all over. You got Rotarians from various clubs. And this is really inspiring.
Right. People coming together to help out a veteran, Mr. Melvin Dunbar, who I know, who's been a great neighbor. I was raised around the corner from here. So been a great neighbor. So y'all came together to clean up his yard and do some work inside the house.
Yeah. And they're installing a new door for him under the carport, replacing the carport. Given that some new structure, it's been taking care of some fallen limbs that he had that were ready to fall on the house. That was a problem. You know, taking down some chain link fencing and things like that, and it looks really great. And you know, we can't say thank you enough to these men and women who have served our country. And Melvin was telling me a little bit about his service in Germany and in the early 70s, and this is a great way of just giving back a little bit.
If anybody deserving of it, Melvin Dunbar, definitely very deserving of it. Anything new in Congress? I know you guys on break right now, right?
Well, yeah, they call this the August break, and then with Labor Day, so we're back to work. We're back to work on Monday out in D.C., and we're going to be dealing with some of the hurricane effects from Dorian. Okay. That'll be certainly on the docket. I suspect that we'll see some discussion. We'll see the Judiciary Committee is looking at what it can do on some gun issues and background issues on those. You know, I've been involved in trying to modernize and tighten up the what's called the NICS system, which is the instant check for someone who's looking at purchasing a gun of some sort. And we're trying to expand that to make sure that the FBI and others that have information that hadn't been putting that information into the NICS system, that they are doing that. And okay. So then we've got spending.
Right.
That's going to be the big issue we have. The end of the fiscal year is September 30, and we've got some really important programs that need to get that funding, and hopefully we're going to be able to put that together.
Have you been successful bringing money back to West Michigan?
Well, we have advocated very strongly for things like the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, certainly some of those other infrastructure projects that are going on. You know, the House changed its rules about 8 years ago, saying that we could not put in direct requests or appropriations requests. They call them earmarks.
Okay.
So if you wanted a particular bridge in 10 years ago, you could direct money specifically in for that bridge. Our rules don't allow us to do that, but what it does do is it works with like the state of Michigan to identify those infrastructure projects and at the state's direction get that federal funding in there.
All right, Bill Heisinger in the community. You've been very visible, been out. See you everywhere, man. they can't say you be hiding.
we try. That's right. So how are things going with you guys?
Oh, they're going great. What keeps you doing this type of work? Because you not only do it in Muskegon Heights, but you do it in other communities that you serve. What keeps your heart involved in this type of thing?
And I think anybody who talked to me for about 3 or 4 seconds knows how much I love Michigan and how much I love West Michigan. And you know, I try to tell people out in Washington, this is probably one of the most diverse congressional districts in the country. We're rural, we're urban, we're suburban, we're a manufacturing base, but we're also an agricultural base, and we're, you know, as we well know, with summer winding down, we're a tourist center. And so we've kind of got it all. And we've got all the good things that come with that and all the challenging things. And whether it's rural poverty, urban poverty, school issues, transportation issues, infrastructure, you know, it's not some cookie cutter kind of, you know, I won't disparage any of my my colleagues' districts right. in other areas. But, you know, we're not sort of this monolithic, you know, cornfield somewhere, right?
Right. Yeah. In Iowa. I ain't going to say Iowa. Yeah. No, Idaho.
Those PAs, man.
That wasn't the congressman. That was us.
Well, if people want to reach you, you got staff all over the congressional district. But do you have an office in Muskegon or Grand Haven somewhere?
Yeah, we have an office in Grand Haven, and we also have an office in Granville, and that's kind of our big main office across from the mall. But you know what? It's been interesting, Paul, over the years, and Paul and I have known each other, and Big Rob and I have known each other a number of years from my work back with Pete Hoekstra previously, and then in the state legislature.
Right.
The world has really changed. In that people really just use the internet for a vast majority now of what they're doing, and so you don't have to call. You can also reach out via email, go to our website, but certainly you can call as well, and that information we try to get out there as much as we can. And if you've got an issue with Veterans Affairs, the VA, Social Security. You know, something like that that you might need a little help on. That's what we try to do.
Wow. Thank you so much for talking to us, Congressman. It's always good to see you.
Hey, great seeing you, and thanks for your coverage of what a great community this is.
All right. Going back to my music, 103.7 The Beat.